USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Donald Trump is blasting the decision to indict him by a Manhattan grand jury today, calling the indictment political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. Trump attacked Democrats in general and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg in particular. In a statement, Trump called Bragg a disgrace, saying he was handpicked and funded by George Soros and that Bragg is doing Joe Biden's dirty work. The entire NYPD is being told to dress in uniforms tomorrow and be at the ready. Meantime, New Yorkers are reacting after a grand jury voted to indict former President Trump earlier this afternoon.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to consequences for the actions that the former guy has had for years. Like, my friends and I are already celebrating online.
Police are keeping a close eye on Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, which has been a symbolic location in the past. There are extra police on site. A jury's determined Gwyneth Paltrow was not at fault for crashing into a man on a ski slope in 2016. Utah retiree Terry Sanderson filed a lawsuit against Paltrow for $300,000, claiming she skied into him and left him with four broken ribs and a serious head injury. Paltrow countersued for court fees and a symbolic $1. It's been a nonstop drum beating since Monday, the White House asking Congress to do something about gun violence.
The White House continuing to call on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says one party lacks the guts to do anything.
Republicans in Congress need to show some courage, and if they had courage, they would be introducing legislation on banning assault weapons today.
She argued that a previous assault weapons ban saved lives when it was in effect for a decade through the 90s and early 2000s.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
The White House is warning Americans not to travel to Russia after reports Russian authorities detained a Wall Street Journal reporter. White House says it's in touch with the reporter's employer and family, as well as the Russian government. Russia's main security agency says the American reporter is being held on suspicion of espionage. Attorney General Merrick Garland is being slammed for shooting down a number of grant requests.
That grant money would put more cops in small towns and schools.
They don't have any grant writers, they don't have any resources, and they've been putting it in. And guess what? They've been denied time and time again.
Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas says now is the time to invest in policing, especially in our schools. He pointed to this week's massacre at a Christian school in Nashville.
Lawmakers are introducing new railroad safety legislation in response to last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The new measure would bolster train inspection requirements. This comes after another train derailed last night in Minnesota. Southern California fast food chain Fatburger is preparing to offer ketchup with a little something extra inside. It's a first of its kind condiment infused with cannabis. Each packet contains 10 milligrams of THC. Yonkers, New York police are working to identify who falsely reported shots fired inside a high school this morning. Cops searched the school, determined the school was safe, deeming it a hoax. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.